It's Christmas Eve.
It is Christmas Eve. Yes.
It's Christmas. It's here. And are you ready?
No.
Are you ready? Because ready or not.
Here it comes.
It comes. Okay, absolutely. So I have a poem.
Okay, go for it.
That probably people have heard, but a friend sent this to me. A Christmas letter from Jesus. When you look for me at Christmas, you won't need a special star. I'm no longer just in Bethlehem. I'm right here where you are. You may not be aware of me amid the celebrations. You'll have to look beyond the stores and all the decorations. But if you take a moment from your list of things to do, to close your eyes and say a prayer, I'm waiting here for you. You're the one I want to be with. You're the reason that I came. And you'll find me in the stillness where I'm whispering your name.
Oh, my goodness. That's so good,
Jill. Isn't that good?
Yes.
So it's whatever is happening around you, it's here. Mm-hmm. And so, I'm always, supportive of not missing the moment.
Yeah.
And JJ, last time we were together, you talked about pausing. And so to pause, whether you have a crazy, chaotic family, right? Find that moment to pause. And I think of Christmas Eve for me. I go to church and it's that moment to pause mm-hmm. and really remember what it's all about. And it's the night, it feels like the night he came.
Yeah.
Like, and that we're all saying, he's here, he's here.
Yeah.
The next day, Christmas Day, is like the celebration. He's here.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's like, no, in the stillness. And whatever your situation, maybe a lot of people have lots of people around them. Other people might be alone.
Yeah.
You might be completely alone on Christmas. But remember, the shepherds were alone. And the angel showed up to them. And then there was a whole heavenly host of angels.
Yeah.
So we're never really alone. So whatever your misery, set it aside.
Yeah.
Set it aside for tonight and tomorrow. And then you can pick it back up on the 26th.
Oh, I absolutely love that. And even we can have that experience of feeling alone in the midst of a crowd.
Sure.
And there is a painful experience of being alone in your own family, even with
sure.
your family,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And I just think of Mary and Joseph were alone in Bethlehem, though mm-hmm. they were surrounded by people.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are the moments that truly God, through Jesus, points his nose straight at our toughest situations and enters into them. And mm-hmm. that's really what this Advent and Christmas season is about. So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, you guys.
Yay. Christmas.